I'm here with Elina Vikman, who's in charge of the Latvian Pavilion for Expo 2015. You've had a press conference today, which has attempted to straighten the record and state your position, but it seems pretty extraordinary that you have to do that. What's gone wrong?
To be honest, I have no idea, because we have worked or we have developed this project for more than a year. There have been, this will be the third minister in charge of the project, and in mid-December we got to know that there are some discussions that this project will not be continued. So I have no idea, to be honest.
Well, the minister's justification for her recommendation that the project stops is that it will save money and that it wouldn't be ready in time, or is possible that it wouldn't be ready in time anyway. Can you assure people that it would be on budget and would be on time?
The issue with the timeline was the construction tender, and construction tender was developed by the ministry, and the Minister of Economics said that that it was very late, but then there was found a company, construction company, which already is building the pavilions of Germany and Austria, and they provided information that they are ready to build the pavilion. But it was mid-December. If you ask me, in the end of January, where there is no even contract signed, I don't know.
So it is possible that even if the project went ahead, it wouldn't be ready in time for the opening of the expo?
There might be such a situation, of course. It depends on various factors.
You were also very careful in the presentation, saying that, you know, a lot of people are still working on this project. A lot of contracts have been signed with artists, musicians, and so on. What does it mean for them if the project suddenly gets pulled? Presumably, they still have to be paid.
It's a tragic situation, because all of the participants are internationally known with a very good reputation, and they have agreed to participate in this project to present Latvia in the most beautiful way. For them, it means that they did not accept another large project. So if the project will end like that, then most probably they will be not only morally exhausted, but also will have some financial consequences. And we still believe that all the certain agreements will be led till the end in an honorable and rightful way.
So what is now the best case scenario? How could this still be turned into a success?
We are waiting for the meeting of the Cabinet of Ministers next Tuesday, and then they will decide whether to continue this project. But in this situation, we need to talk with all these people whether after this disgusting public, I don't know how to call this, are they still interested to work with such a such a customer? I don't know. I have no answer yet, because this is news also for us. We didn't know anything. It was a really big surprise for us this morning.
Well, you're clearly very, you know, angry and emotional about this. I mean, do you feel as if you have been used?
Of course, we all been used. I don't know. I think that we are victims of this situation, which we maybe did not understand. I don't know.
And victims of what? Just of political posing, or?
It might be. I don't know. It might be.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank